Now, how would you like to get involved in a competition? As being part of a litter collection team. Well, Greg Manley is with Friends of the Riverfront Litter League, and the 2024 competition goes for 6 weeks, and it's for the best litter collection teams in Allegheny County. Greg, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
This is one of the greatest things ever. I think you've made some fun in solving a significant problem. We have to work at preventing litter that accumulates along riverfronts, but until we get better at prevention, and we are getting better, there's a competition to clean up all the past litter that's accumulated. How does this, I'm curious what gave you the idea, and how does this work?
Well, it's a great question. I came up with the idea when I was hired by Friends of the Riverfront and Allegheny Cleanways to get people motivated to collect litter in groups. And having worked in sports and outdoor recreation for most of my career, I knew that teamwork really does make the dream work, and people are more effective when they've got somebody alongside them, encouraging them and doing the same thing that they're doing. And they get even more effective when they know that there's another team out there who might be doing it better. And so they've got to come up with strategies and new ways of working together. And it's true. Over 4 years, three seasons now, we've found by tracking the numbers that in the Litter League, players are 10 times as effective at collecting litter as they are when they're just casually collecting it.
That's amazing. That's absolutely, it's not surprising, but isn't it neat when the data actually bears out the intuition?
Yeah. It's very satisfying to know this thing that we all kind of feel that, wow, we're really working together now. Well, it's true. You are, and you're doing a heck of a job.
Can you still apply to be part of a team or get a team together?
Absolutely. We just opened registration for the 2024 season, which picks off on Earth Day and goes for 6 weeks until the 1st of June. And you can sign up at friendsoftheriverfront.org. And there's a couple different ways to get involved. You can get involved as a free agent without a team, and we'll place you on a team. And you can get involved with your friends and neighbors in a neighborhood team. Or if you're working for a company and you want to get your company involved, you can sign up on, and we can help cross-promote your brand and show the good work that you and your company are doing.
Oh, cool.
So over the last three seasons, we've had a mix of these free agents, neighborhood teams, and company teams, and we'll all be competing together at three tournaments throughout this six-week season. And then between the tournaments, people can collect litter throughout Allegheny County. The playing field is all public thoroughfare in Allegheny County.
I'm looking at the North Side 412 Redder Uppers. Have been doing a good job. There's the U.S. Steel Trash Assassins, the Penn Hills Litter Avengers, also listed there. Wow, the website is worth a look, even if you're not sure about registering, but I think you should. It's friendsoftheriverfront.org, and the rules are there, and what a great idea this is, Greg. I really am tickled by this program. And it's April 20th to May 31st, right? Just a six-week challenge to see how much you can collect.
Yeah, that's right. In the last 3 years, just in the six-week period, our players have collected over 139,000 pounds of litter out of our county.
Wow.
It's really impressive work that they're doing. And some of them have signed up as teams to participate in litter collection programs that we already offer through Friends of the Riverfront and our sister organization, Allegheny Cleanways. And so we have boats, we'll take you out on the river and you can collect litter and tires and all sorts of stuff out of the water. You can also go into the hollows and illegal dump sites that we've identified. Neat way of exploring the landscape around here. A lot of forgotten areas that people have been dumping in. And it's, like I said, really effective. People get into it and they start strategizing and they start figuring out how to really address this problem, which is significant.
Yeah.
I mean, there are 50 billion pieces of litter in our country alone.
Wow.
That are just out there on the roadways and waterways. And I'm glad that you mentioned prevention, because that's something that is absolutely necessary. So we don't just compete to collect the most litter. We also award teams that exhibit the most creative reuse of the litter. Mm. So some years we've had teams building trash monsters. Some years we've had teams building flags out of litter. We also award teams that do the best storytelling around the litter. You know, it's not just enough to pick it up and put it away. You have to know where it comes from and how it's getting there so that you can do something about it.
I like this.
It's a really dynamic competition, and we've learned so much from the players who continue to come back and show us how it's done.
The origin story of, you know, this piece of litter, that it's actually quite interesting sometimes when you wonder, how did this get here? And there's so much to see. It also strikes me as a good way to meet people. If you sign up as a free agent, you'll certainly meet somebody who you have something in common with, somebody who cares about the environment. Friends of the Riverfront.org.
Yeah, it can be, you know, when doing it, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no.
Friendsoftheriverfront.org, right, is the website that you can go to, and you'll find the link to the Litter League web page on right on the front there. And you were saying about
meeting somebody,
meeting people. Yeah. You know, maybe you've heard about this epidemic of loneliness that the Surgeon General announced last year, and we really have kind of come up with this program and some of the other programs as a way to address that. It can be lonely and discouraging to pick up litter on your own. You know, frustrating. You start telling yourself stories about all the nasty people who throw this around. But when you're working together with people, you don't focus so much on the negativity. You focus on the coming together and the celebrating that we're doing something real about it. We make sure that we surround our tournaments with happy hours and food and drink for people to gather and celebrate the fact that they're doing something good together.
I would like to think that there might be a budding marriage, the very seeds of which are kindled in being part of a litter league team. You never know, a lifelong relationship.
Possible.
And also, we've got litter league, kind of like little league. We need some like T-ball for kids, like some variation, I'm sure, can kids be with their parents collecting stuff?
Yeah, we've had the age range of players in the Litter League has gone from 3 years old to 75 years old.
That's fantastic.
In these different tournaments. And it's fun, it really is surprisingly fun to go out there. It's because you're looking for treasure, and we'll come up with challenges. One of the challenges was to make a meal, and you had to find the refuse of 4 appetizers, 2 drinks, 2 entrees, and the dessert.
This would be a symbolic meal, not an actual.
Yeah, right. We're not going to eat the meal, but you have to find the remnants. But it does turn this treasure this trash into treasure. And because we're all, able to tell stories about it, and we're able to learn more about it, and we're able to be so effective. at getting rid of it, that it does also become like an athletic sport when we're all competing together.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, Greg, I hope it goes well. I'm glad we got to it early to talk about it this year. And again, just going to friendsoftheriverfront.org is how you can get more details. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. Join the Litter League, everybody, and we'll see you out on the field.
That's Greg Manley from Friends of the Riverfront and the Litter League 2024.